We're in Siman Ayin Hey Siv Dalid, that it's also likos k'neged erev afilu shvadi gedulim, and you don't say it's like the erev of the behema, which is mutter, if not halachically, legally an ereva, and the mechaber holds v'chein k'neged erev askaton osur. And the Ramah says, v'yesh matirin k'neged erev askaton kolzman sheneroi l'biya, 3 for a girl, 9 for a boy, v'chein ikar. And I'm saying that the biggest relevance, this is very relevant by Bris Mila, but there's actually a steer in Machaber. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Because the Moyel almost always holds on to the, is actually touching the Erefa, Koshkin, it's in front of the Erefa. So according to the Machaber here, you would not be able to make a bracha over the Mila while you're exposed to the Erva, certainly while you're touching the Erva, holding it. He has to hold it, really, to do the bris. So to grasp it in your hand after the bracha, it's already a hefsek. He has to do certain things to make it very lomel. He rubs it. So we'll see in the Mishnah. Okay, so that's... So you would say, according to the Machaber, there's no way, so you have to cover up the Erva and then make the bracha and then uncover it. So we'll see. We'll see. So if cotton you test in the Mishnah Berurah, Keneged Erva. I mean, this is Erva Mamish. We've had pseudo Ervas till now. The Rabbonan Ervas. Now we're talking about the main din, which is Dioraisa. Dioraisa, you're not allowed to say a Dover Shebekdushi, you're not allowed to learn Torah, you're not allowed to make a bracha while facing an Erva. Even if you don't look, we'll see in a moment. Dechsiv ki Hashem alokecha misalech bekerib machanecha, boya machanecha kadosh, l'yir b'cho Ervas dova, mikam lomdu chachomim, with an intensity obviously beyond normal life. So that's when we're making a bracha or davening or saying kriyashma or learning Torah. It's not kavod to expose the erva then. Or on the spalil kamalo einov. If it's in front of you, there's no. As long as you could theoretically see it, it's also. Doesn't help. It's in a different rishus. By tzoa, we'll see. It might possibly help. It might help if it's in a different rishus. In other words, you could be standing here. Let's say you're standing outside. You're facing, and there's someone in the window. It's exposed erva. So in the Dioraisa erva, it could be in a Drabonan erva, a different Rishus helps. Just like we found by Libo Roesa erva, all you have to do is cover up the leg, you just have to cover it. So we'll see. But the basic din, we're talking about erva mamish, we're talking about the Dioraisa erva, so that's Kimlo Eino Bechein Shloiyeh Oz Orum. Another din that's learned out that's Dioraisa, we saw is Gilui erva. Even if you cover all the technicalities, you're not facing an erva. It's not libo roes or erva. It's nothing. But you are magula erva. Your erva is not covered up. That's an issa dioraisa, to make a bracha, to learn Torah. Because of yira yeroe. That's how you read it. And if your erva can be seen, if it's exposed, it's also. V'chein shlo yiyya oz orom, shal yidei zem misroa erva shalo. Kol gam kevim mikro zeh. So with dioraisa, you have these two dinim. You can't be facing an erva. And you can't have gilui erva. So again, we're talking about erva mamish. The things by an isha that are like an erva, tefach the isha, v'mokum mechusa, maybe less than a tefach, seyor, kol zemer, these are all drabonons. And they might be slightly more kal, if it just helps to close your eyes, as we saw. Shel akum, what's the chiddush of akum? That it's osur, avubishinam abahem basar chamor and basaram, emo kabahema ba'al mudami, by abahema there's no concept of erva. Even if you see the erva, you know, the erva of a behema, even if behemas and clays are copulating, you make a brach in front of it, it's not a din erva. Kamash malon, that a goy is not like that. Erva's cut, naim abeisejim, lechoshet adas machmir nor akalchat chila, avubadiyevadim kore and chose of a kore. No, he's only machmir by cotton. He doesn't hold up the meikar hadin. V'yesh matirin v'katan ba'atma yuchalik k'shu oramad ben tes shonim v'neged erbas ish u'mutarak at shegiyah l'chinuch. No, the din gili erba is certainly by a katan only when he's 9. Yeah. His din of gili erba is only when he's 9. Even according to the first sheet, even according to the, oh no, maybe only according to the second sheet. Lebiyain of Bukotnad ben Teshonim, Tanad Basgimel Shonim, Machin Iker, because we're Mogan Avram. Oh, when we come, Lo Yochas Amola Erba Biyo de Bishas Abracha. That's what the Mogan Avram holds. Because he holds, holding it is more Chomer. As I said to you, and I'll tell you in a second why, that the Mechaber Shver, the Mechaber Paskins here, it's also connected Arvas Cotton. But in Hilchos Mila, he says you could hold on to it when you make the bracha. Mogan Avram, and I'll explain it in a moment. But the Mogan Avram goes the other way. That even according to the Mandi Omer, it's mutter for a boy under 9, girl under 3. But still, you shouldn't hold the Arva B'Shasa Bracha. The stomach is holding it, as we saw in a previous simon, that touching is more, maybe the hearer is considered more serious than just observing, looking, seeing. Taliyo Rabba Bach Sashechel Mekilin, Rabbi Mekadam Kadam Dachshom Shem Mekian Kolkach, we're not such expert Moyalim, Yesh Lachish L'Sakona, if he starts looking for the Orla, so put everything ready, Yesh Litzos B'yod, the Bagam Agrobi, Yeridias, and Mereitz, and Mechei Posuk, the Osir Lassus Kamogan Avram, Osir Lassus Kamogan Avram, you hear? The delay, I guess, and he's fumbling around, so it's also lots of smoking on from. So what remains to be explained is, according to our Mechaber, why our Mechaber Paskins that Keneged Ervas Cotton, it's also to make a bracha, and in Yeredeya, the Mechaber Paskins, you could hold on to the, make the bracha, but the moil can make a bracha. So the answer is in a rush. The rush gives another reason. It says, even if all over, you're not allowed to make a bracha, Kisheroes Erva, but by Mila, it might be because you're involved in cutting off the Orla, so it's not a stira to Goya Machnecha Kadosh. That's a rush, a svara. No, it's a rush. No, Osik B'Dvar Shebekadusha, getting rid of the Orla. That's mashma from the rush. Maybe a little more than mashma. Kaman says it openly. Osik in getting rid of the Orla. So how can you say that's not Machnecha Kadosh? That's what he says. You're getting rid of the Orla. So that would be shot in the Mechaber. But Lamaisa we paskin. I guess this is very Negeah. If this is very Negeah, you know, we make a rule, girls, you know, sometimes girls, so they're not dressed. So again, the Chazanish is Mekil. Is Mekil. If you remember, Chazanish is making a young girl over 3 tefach beisha. He's making. It's not maybe the hero, a young girl. But if you machmir, so according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you'd have to be super machmir. You wouldn't say only above 3. You'd have to say below 3 also.
Now, is a not dressed standing up female?
What?
Is that called you can see the erva?
What?
In a normal standing position by a lady, would you say you can see the erva?
I'm not happy.
Is that not is that Megalan erva?
If a lady is by another woman, right?
A lady is wearing dressed. No clothes and is standing
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
that's
only
called you can see the erva?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Even though for another
you don't
woman,
have to see it. For another woman, it's mutter, because it's not
erva.
Not erva.
Not
erva.
But standing that way would be mutter for another woman.
No, that's what I'm asking. Not if it's standing up, not because you can see it.
No. But we saw sitting. Sitting covers a woman's erva. Doesn't
see,
cover
see,
a man.
Standing is not cool.
Standing up. It says, that's why it says Yoshev. Yoshev, Yoshev is a Mavarech. That's what it says. He has to sit down. By what?
Men going to your mikvah, it's okay if the water is separated.
Men going to the mikvah, so the water is considered not libo roes erva, and wait, but if it's clear water, wait, you can close your eyes. It's called a different reshus. It's called the Erevus Mechusa. But you're not allowed to look at it. You're not allowed to be facing that way. You have to be facing in a different direction. What?
Men don't say brachas in the mikveh anyway.
Good with it. Okay? They want to talk in different Torah. I didn't mean that as a joke.
No.
Okay, Sifhei says as follows: Erva ba'ashoshes, it's mechusa, but you could see it. V'roa also derech tafno saha. Also lipros kenegdo d'chsev lo yira b'cho ervas dover b'mischazia. The arichos and the mechaber is to contrast it to tzoa. That we'll see by tzoa, if it's covered, that's enough. V'shafta v'chisisa es seyosecha. So even if you see it. But if it's covered, or if it's in a different reshus, and of course if there's no reyach ra coming to you, then it's mutter. But so erba has a kula and a chumra over tzoa. It has a kula that it's mutter behirhur. Erba is mutter b'diritayra. It's mutter to be mahar b'diritayra. By tzoya, it's not even mutter mahar b'diritayra. But erba has the chumra, this chumra, that it's totally in riya, even if it's a different reshus. So, if it's out of your machneh, it's okay. Erva's, the definition of machneh, the erva, is determined by riyah. So that's why it's more chomer. So here, if you have the erva behind the glass, or behind a see-through piece of clothing, right, so it's mechusa, you could say it's mechusa, but it's see-through. So, mimela, it's also, so, let's say in a makom where it's the derech, in a neighborhood, town, it's the derech for the women, let's say, to wear very long dresses, up till mid-calf, or even the ankle, it's a derech, and then, for some reason, and someone's dressed not like that, so you can't make a bracha even if she's wearing stockings. That's the point. If she's wearing see-through stockings, so you can't make a bracha. That's like this din that we're learning, because it's totally beria, and it would be a mokom shadarkon lachasos. So you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha in front of it if a woman has a pagula, and the stocking wouldn't help you if it's see through. That's the din we're learning here.
What about a married woman who doesn't cover her hair?
We learned that the previous days when you were in Argentina. I told you. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chafei ba'ashoshes, he shall schuchas. It means see-through glass. O beged dak, or a see-through beged. Haman here, I guess, it exposes. You see through it. Achaneris erva, or tefach. What's up with erva? We're back to the regular din. A tefach min saharishim, a mokum shadak liyos mechusa. She comes in on nikra erva. But here there's a kula that even if though when you're facing an erva, closing your eyes doesn't help. But here, if it's covered, then closing your eyes help. So you can combine both factors. It's covered up with something. It's covered. Oh, problem is you can see it, so you can close your eyes. The idea that if you're facing it, below yira, is taken care of through the fact that it's technically mechusa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah here says. Vatsimis enayim, in such a case, closing the eyes, shari b'choz l'chuliyam, helps. Even though we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah holds that closing the eyes does not help. Keneged erva, certainly not the araisa, but the rabbonin erva, only b'shas hatchak gadol, but here, l'chuliyam, it helps even l'chatchila, if it's covered up, even if you can still see it. Kivan she'erva kopona mechusa, so you can be mekil, and just close the eyes. Also likros, v'afilu hi v'bayis acher, mamish in a different reshus. V'roa also derech ha'shosha she'bachalon, you can see through the window. L'fi she'biriya tol rachmona, v'afilu b'di'evid, tzorech la'achso v'likros. This is serious. Even b'di'evid, it's no good. Because the Torah, I hear it also says machanecha, that's what I'm telling you. Here the definition of machanecha is determined by Ria. So if you could see it, it's called it's in machanecha. Okay.
Did you say even a mirror?
A mirror? What do you mean a mirror?
someone's behind the corner.
I would say not. That's just a question of hirurim, right? But you're just seeing an image. You're not seeing the woman. The stomach that's mutter. Okay, Sivav teaches us this din that we keep learning about, and closing the eyes is no good. Even though it's going to sound like it is good, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'isa erva kenegdo v'hechzer ponov mimena. Oh, she'od sam eima, he closed his eyes. Osha balayla, he can't see. Osha husuma, mutu likros, debriya tala rachmona balei chazila. That's the psak of the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Erva kenegdo ayim, if you begot the Mishnah Berurah, the buhu atzmo orum. Efshur the gamladas, ha'shulchan orach, v'aymahani kol elu ha'etzos. I don't know what the Efshur is. Sure, I mean, that's what we've been told all along by the Mishnah Berurah. It is a special issur of Gila Yerva. The Hexer Ponov, Ratzalom Afilo Achzor is Ponov Lubad below Gulfo. Glorigorim at Sias and I am the Sharili Didei. Now, according to the Machaber, closing the eyes is good, and turning your head aside is good. Kosh came. Closing the eyes is good, that's certainly good. Oshadim closed his eyes. Vachronim is Schemu, no. They argue. Except for turning away, it doesn't help. Even closing the eyes doesn't help. And that also is learned out from the fact that the Torah says v'lo yireh b'chayer v'sdover, not v'lo sireh. But v'lo sireh would have meant, okay, anytime you can't see, you're okay. V'lo yireh is like yireh, it shouldn't be seen. So it's able to be seen, so closing the eyes is no good. And turning away, look to Mishnah Berurah, last line, it's only if you turn your entire body and you're facing the other way. Just going like this is like closing your eyes. Turning aside, you have to turn the whole body. So now, the Chazanish has an interesting way of explaining this. He says, just like Libo Roa Sa'erva is a problem, so Eino Roa Sa'erva has that stricture also, meaning even if you closed your eyes, but just like by the lave we say, well, it means if the lave is in the same reshus as the erva, right? So the eye also has that din, Chazanish says. Not only is there a din you can't see, but there's a din, the einayim and the lay and the erva can't be in the same reshus. It's like libo roas erva. So he says, just like you saw, Chazanish says, one of those eyes is just like by Liberos Erva, going like this doesn't help. Because when you close your eyes, that's all you're doing. You're just like by your heart, you're going like this with your head. So when you close your eyes, you're covering up your eye with your eyelid. That's all. And ain't guf machases aguf. So it's not called, it's in a different reshus. You're just covering it up. So that's why it doesn't help, because your eye is still in the same reshus, so to speak, as the Erva. That's how the Chazanish explains this chumra, we'll call it. Now, because of the Ayri of the Linyan Kriyashma, here for the first time, no, where are we? I will not follow, just turning around your face is no good. I will move by Atzmo Orum, if you're naked, well, you tsu yoshim eitz, ashe mutu l'dabe b'divei Torah. Yeah, because that's an Isra b'fnei Atzmo. Because of the Mishmat Zov, Timhu b'shus echon, he's in one b'shus, Vodim Orum b'shus acher kenegdo, who also made him a l'roso, Yishloim b'dishori b'zeh l'chul yalma. So again, the same idea. Just like by Erva Ba'ashashis, we saw that there, closing the eyes will help, because it's in a different reshus. Now, but then you can see it. So closing your eyes helps. So here also he says, if a person is in a different reshus, in a different house, but you can see him, you can't make a bracha, but you can close your eyes, that's good enough. Not so possible. Why? What's the lomdus? I said, because there's many Rishonim that say machne is determined by seeing. So once you can see it, it's in your machne. No such thing as out of your machne, but you can see it, but then you can close your eyes.
But is a chuchis with the argument on Ashashis also, whoever says that?
That would be the same shaila here. Ochinam chalom shel chuchis. No, I guess I'm wrong. Look what he says. I'm wrong. Yeah. He says, "Hakadam chalom shel shulchus mazik min olam in erba boitim min olam leroso mani luchuli almo kinu liyesh al kapona meizachatzitza hamachasu negad erba." That's already a more chosh of a hesik. So chatzitza. So then, mutal erba de reiterik shu orom. You're allowed to be marba de reitera if you're. Yep, naked. I was going to make a joke and say if you're wily, if you're smart, sharp, orom. Okay, orum. I'll say again, even Shastashmash, you're allowed to be Maharba Debe Kedusha. No Issahira.
Isn't there issues over there about your hands? Didn't you? Like, if you touch a Makamakusa, you're allowed to be Mahar?
Yeah.
If you're touching your own body, Makamakusa, you're allowed
to. Oh, but then there's a type of hero that's also, and that is Shamea Kaone. Shamea Kaone, you're not allowed to do. Even Kenegan Erva, you're allowed to think the Divrei Torah, but you can't listen to a bracha and have a mind to be Yotze. That's like you said it. Shomea Kaone. So rightly, you can't do that. If you turn around, if you close your eyes, the Machab says closing your eyes is good. By Tzoya, it's certainly no good. But here it's Tali and Ria. And even we who are machmir with closing the eyes, but if you turned away from the erva, that like everybody, you don't have to close your eyes anymore once you turned around. Okay, we'll stop here.
Point this father to Rush earlier.
Yeah.
That the mayo can make.